Today, can ratings agencies solve the construction crisis? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest post covering finance and problem news with a distinctively Australian flavour. As you know, I've been highlighting the issues surrounding poor quality construction of both houses and apartments across the country for a couple of years, and of course recent failures have underscored the problem. It is to do with poor quality supervision, poor quality materials, and frankly a construction boom that is out of control. The outsourcing of many of the functions to the private sector and the prisoner's dilemma of those charged with supervising and checking construction when their fees are paid for by the building industry. So I read with interest a recent article published in the Sydney Morning Herald, unit buyers to pay for ratings checks on dodgy apartments under reforms. And this is what the article said. A key part of the New South Wales government's plan to fix the state's building standards crisis rests on credit ratings agencies developing for free a new risk rating tool they will be able to sell to prospective apartment buyers. Having grappled for more than 12 months with the fallout from three evacuated buildings and abandoned apartments that have trashed confidence in the industry, the Berejiklian government announced last Monday new powers for the building commissioner to use the rating tool to select sites to audit and halt dodgy apartment projects. The Herald understands that US giant Equifax has been looking into the project, while several other global agencies were surprised to learn of the proposals and express reservations. Among the concerns raised was that the tool would be venturing outside the industry's sphere of expertise, which generally focus on credit risks, and the difficulty in obtaining information about defective buildings and phoenixing developers. The financial ratings industry has also sustained reputational damage, having been involved in rating dodgy projects in the lead-up to the global financial crisis. While the Berejiklian government made housing affordability a key platform at the election, under the proposal, consumers and the government would be expected to pay to access the risk rating tool. There's also little hope of a near-term fix, with the Building Commissioner David Chandler telling the Herald he aims to have a proof-of-concept rating tool by July, with expectations the information will be available to the public by mid-2021. In a blog post last week, Mr. Chandler said by 2025 it should be possible to provide a high level of compliance and resilience confidence for new buildings. Dr. Laura Cromelin is conducting a two-year project focused on building defects in 600 high-rise apartments built between 2008 and 2017 in Sydney, using strata records, legal cases, and data from partners in the industry. The thing we've found is just how difficult it is to put a clear number on this and dig out the information. It's all fragmented. It's held by lots of people, said Dr. Cromelin, a research lecturer at the City Futures Research Centre at the University of New South Wales. And it's in the interest of some people not to have it out in the public, which is understandable but tricky if you're trying to tackle and address the problem. But Mr. Chandler was confident the credit rating agencies would be able to pull together enough information to give consumers an accurate picture of risky projects. The risk rating tool will draw from up to 100 different data points to determine whether a development displays indicators of compliance riskiness, he said. A project that is likely to have major issues usually shows its struggles in the running of the business and the management of the worksite. For example, the age of a company, its financial stability and means, worksite safety record, or dealings with other people with poor track records. Equifax declined to comment on whether it had expressed interest in developing the tool. However, its head of product and rating services, Brad Walters, welcomed the potential for much greater transparency and accountability in the construction industry. Dr. Cromelin agreed with this sentiment, saying currently you can find out more and get better consumer protection if you buy a toaster than if you buy an apartment. and Karen Stiles from the Owners Corporation Network, which represents apartment buyers, said the power for the building commissioner to block occupation certificates from being issued was game-changing. But Steve Mann from the Urban Development Institute of Australia, New South Wales, warned that the industry was yet to recover from the recent property downturn, and any new rating systems must mitigate risk on a level playing field. But what are we thinking? Do we really think that credit ratings agencies are best placed to tackle this issue? This is nuts, in my view. The fundamental issue we have is that certification has been outsourced essentially to the private sector, and we are not tackling the fundamental questions here. I'm afraid that this is just another example of playing around the edge. And we have, of course, many thousands of buildings that are actually poorly constructed where people are living currently. So even if we were to find a way to fix the issue going forward, it doesn't deal with the fundamental question we have, where there are thousands and thousands of properties with defects. And I know personally from my surveys and from talking to individuals in some of these properties, they are very concerned and indeed scared to mention cracks and other defects for fear that they will drop the value of their property in the process. Frankly, this is a very complex and difficult issue, but I can't see how the ratings agency solution proposed can be part of a genuine solution. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.